When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Authorities launching an investigation after a North Louisiana church attended by House Speaker Mike Johnson received mail containing a white powder. The FBI issued a statement saying a field test on the substance was negative, but more testing was planned. The FBI statement added that even sending a hoax letter is a serious crime. Russian President Putin has gifted North Korean leader Kim Jong-un a Russian-made luxury limousine for his personal use and a sign of their special friendship. North Korea and Russia have boosted their cooperation significantly since Kim and Putin had a summit last year. On Wall Street, stocks are lower at the beginning of a holiday-shortened week. The Dow is down 35 points. The Nasdaq off 159. This is SRN News.
To avoid digital threats, turn on NordVPN. It's trusted by millions of users. Just visit NordVPN.com. One of the fastest VPNs on Earth will block web trackers, malicious websites, and malware-ridden downloads. It will also encrypt your internet traffic while maintaining a smooth connection. So improve your digital privacy and protection against hackers with one simple click. Get the special deal at NordVPN.com and enjoy safer internet daily. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Hello, Montgomery County. This is Justin Costanza, candidate for County Commission. I'm proud to have been raised right here in Montgomery, attending Montgomery Catholic and now serving as its school president. I understand the values and needs of our community like no one else. Vote Justin Costanza, District 3 County Commissioner. Working hard to serve our community and improve the lives of its residents is not new to me. Join me and vote March 5th to put faith, service, and leadership into office. Don't forget to cast your vote for Justin Costanza in the Republican primary on March 5th. Paid for by the Justin Costanza Campaign, P.O. Box 3961, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower use for adults only.
I spray and scrub, but the soap scum in my bathtub is still there.
I spray and scrub, but the burnt sauce on my stovetop sticks around.
Sprays can leave grime behind, but new Mr. Clean Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser combines the scrubbing power of an eraser with the cleaning power of Dawn to melt away tough messes on contact.
Just wet, squeeze, and erase.
Stop spraying, start erasing, and clean with more magic than ever with new Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean.
You want to play angry and upset at my position, and I usually flip that switch 10 minutes before the game. I'll say my prayer, and after that, it's just I see red for the next 3 hours.
That was Tamaje Porter. He and Chancellor Moody are preparing to try out for the NFL. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon, or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. All in all, great weather news for this week's weather. Even the nights are starting to moderate. Clear skies, not quite as cold. Overnight, low temperature down to about 37. Tomorrow, the warming trend continues with a high temperature in the lower 70s for Wednesday, middle 70s for Thursday, lots of sunshine, and the risk of showers holding off, I think, till Thursday night, maybe into Friday morning early, and really not much rain, and then dry weather returning for the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a message from the Cassette Tape Coalition.
Cassette tapes are making a comeback. And why not? Cassette tapes provide the highest quality audio reproduction of any medium, if you don't count vinyl, compact disc, and everything else, really. The convenience of a cassette cannot be matched. If you want to skip to the next song, simply fast forward. A little more. Too far. Go back. Here we are. And don't forget that impressive Dolby button. Push it, and all the tape hiss goes away. So join the revolution. Buy cassettes today.
This has been a message from the Cassette Tape Coalition.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And welcome to Happy Hour. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, also known as the big broadcast. I'm your gracious, occasionally trucking host, Greg Vidalosi, Brock Riding Shotgun, David Blackman joining us, and Joey is still here.
And here they are.
Jeb, with Joey here, dig a little deeper. Reach back for the big one.
Please clap.
Should I say reach around for the big one? Wow, we're only 7 minutes into the show. We've had our first controversy. Kidding. So what's new? What'd you do with your weekend, son? I want to know.
My uncle, we put on a surprise 60th birthday party for him.
Oh.
And it was great. He was genuinely surprised. His wife and daughter lied to him, and his best friends lied to him profusely and pulled it off.
How do you ever trust those people again?
I know.
If they can lie so convincingly about a surprise party.
And, you know, not to share too much family business, but you know, recently my uncle and his wife, they had a dog, a longtime dog, who passed away. Rare disease for little dogs.
Oh.
It's awful. And so the birthday party went great. And my uncle's daughter showed us a photo, me and my grandfather photos, we were leaving the party saying, this is what's waiting for him at home. And it was an Aussie Doodle, Australian Shepherd Poodle mix.
Those Doodle dogs are the best.
They're absolutely beautiful, so cool. Fun dog. So that's what I did with the weekend. We got to essentially toast and roast my uncle as well. And so, you know, me being in the line of work of it, I'm like, I got to go up there and talk about it.
That's very cool.
I think I said something to the effect of, you remember, is your shoulder okay? Is your shoulder still hurt? He's like, oh, no, here it comes. I'm like, we're at Blount Cultural Park. My dad's the quarterback. I'm the wide receiver. Uh-huh. My uncle's probably about my age now, like 35, 36, 37, and he's guarding me as cornerback. I run a fade route. Uh-huh. I run it pretty hard. And I catch the ball, and I turn around, and my uncle's on the ground writhing in pain. And I think to myself, well, I guess that's what it's like to get old. And, you know, I just recently became an uncle. I did all the sweet part, and I hope I lived up to the example you set for me as an uncle. But I didn't just become an uncle recently. I recently turned 35, folks, so I felt old. I'm like, daggum. And then I got an invitation to the surprise party, and I realized, well, I'm not that old, but I better be careful guarding a fade route.
This is what you have to look forward to when you're with a woman at about 30 years. Not that I want to discourage you in any way, shape, or form. Mm. 9 minutes after three. So, speaking of wide receivers, did you hear about this guy in the antique store? He walks in a kilt, which should have been the first thing that jumps out and says,
danger, Will Robinson, danger.
And starts examining items up for sale and then sticking them up his butt.
Number one, I was disgusted. That night, one of the dealers sent me a video that she had from a camera in her own booth. I think they've been in here before. The employees recognized them and said they were just, you know, the guy was really nice and she was nice, and they just shopped around for a few hours.
What did they do with those products?
They threw them away mostly.
It's news you're not going to get anywhere else, folks. Although we did play that this morning. It's just every day when you who could top this? Something comes along and does exactly that. So I had a phenomenal weekend in New Orleans. I would love to, now that you're into the Bucks, give you a list of places that you can squire a woman and be look like king, you know what.
Okay.
And I just added a new one to my list Sunday called the Chloe. And it's actually an old mansion that has hotel rooms on the upper level.
Right.
But downstairs is this, and it's, you know, the original living room and everything else. One is elegantly furnished. I think Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings may have done that. You have this incredible bar room. You know, I wouldn't say antique. It just, it has age in it, but it's well.
I've been there.
And then a menu that's unbelievable. What was it? Roast beef.
That's enough.
Roast beef Benedict. Ooh. On a muffin with a hollandaise featuring horseradish.
Ooh.
Cut it with your fork.
Ooh.
I had, what did I have? It was really good. Just the whole ambiance. It's got a, you know, this mansion has this gate out in front, so you go through that, and the reader is outside the building. And then it's got an incredible yard with a pool, and just a wonderful place. Everything there is so different. You must have the grilled oysters at Superior Seafood.
Mm.
This is my 10th trip there. 10th trip in the last year. And we have been to Superior each of the last nine. The whole menu is great. It's a really cool place. And the grilled oysters are just, they come out with zebra bread, which is, you know, this very soft toast that you can sop the garlic and butter and cheese out of the oyster shell when you've eaten the actual oyster. And everything on the menu was fantastic. I had scallops.
Oh, yeah.
With perfectly made string beans. They were so sweet. They were so good. It just, yeah, and relaxing. I wrote a magazine column while I was, I almost killed my publisher by sending it in 12 days earlier than he's used to getting it. And it's a cool column because I invented some new words. It's called the $100,000 statusphere. That's one of the new words. The others are mithril and detestable, which is how I describe it. It's all about the role the number 100,000 has played in the life of a boomer.
Okay.
Because growing up, that was like
got
all the
made.
Money. Yeah, all the money in the world. And it's still a lot of money. But I decided to conclude the piece by focusing on one person in particular and his spending. And we all know who that might be.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
And I did a lot of math during this thing, so I can make sure. I mean, it was like $100,000 in 1967, you could buy 20 Corvettes. 20. Brand new. Today, it's a down payment on one.
Right.
A healthy down payment, but still a down payment. And since a trillion is the new 100,000, it would take 20 or 10 million Americans and taking all of $100,000 from every one of those 20 million people to come up with 10 million people to come up with 1 trillion. So it kind of digs into the math. There's some baseball references in there because that was the first sport to have a six figure player. And it just came together. And it'll also feature a picture of me at home plate with my bat in hand. That sounded dirty. And what $100,000 looks like in pictures, you know, stacks and stuff. So that's how relaxed I was. So we ate. I don't need to run around and do touristy things. And she works all week, so she needs her relaxed time. It's perfect. It's symbiosis. I think. I may have invented another word.
I'm hungry right now after that whole description. Man. Amazing. Vivid. You brought it to life. I'm hungry.
Yeah. The picture that you saw of me and Goose from Krabby Jack's, that was incredible. Basket of fried shrimp with cocktail sauce and perfectly seasoned French fries. And I had a grilled chicken Caesar salad with homemade Caesar dressing, which is not white, by the way. I've had Caesar dressing made tableside at some places, and it looked exactly like that. Homemade. Everything was homemade. It was so good. And it's so great to have her a little over 4 hours away. I had time. I love to talk on the phone in the car. I'm not one to sit in a chair and talk on the phone. Well, I do that here, but that's
right,
different.
Yeah.
But, in fact, doing this job, you kind of tend to eschew to zoom tight the phone because it's just more talking.
Yeah, exactly. So it's pretty handy, the skill we have when, like, the telemarketers call. And I'm in a certain mood. It's very useful.
Well, great for you to hang out with the old man for a minute. We're going to get David Blackman. Now, you're welcome to stay with David, too. I don't know what plans you may be racing off to.
I'm going into that room.
Oh, no, that room. Mm-hmm. Okay, buddy. Great. You're looking good. You really look good. I hate to sound like a Seth Spotlow knockoff.
I'm actually going in the right direction now, weight-wise.
Good. So am I. Yeah. 32 pounds. Nice. I'm in the process of drilling yet a second hole in a belt that I used to use the second hole, maybe. I'm past all the original holes and down to the second created. So
I was 225, and then I started, for some dumb reason, drinking sugar Red Bulls and, like, sugar IV, liquid IVs, and I got up to 231, 232.
How many times have I told you,
Joey,
you shouldn't do that?
But now, a week of just not drinking those things and watching what I eat a little bit, I'm back to 224. So I'm going in the right direction.
Yesterday I did 10 miles on the bike. Today I did about 4.5 in high gear. So I don't know what the hell that's all accomplishing, but I'm still alive and I feel great.
That's really good for your heart health, all sorts of breathing, everything.
All right, at 18 after 3, in 2 minutes, we'll return with David Blackman as we visit the Idiocracy.
Hey there, River Region area. Dawson Electric hopes you had an amazing Christmas and a fantastic new year. As we step into 2024, it's time to tackle those resolutions and make sure your home or business is in tip-top shape. And for all your electrical needs, there's one name you can trust, Dawson Electric. Whether you're planning a remodel, constructing a new home, or require service for your existing electrical systems, Dawson Electric has got you covered. Need a emergency generators installed? Looking to enhance your outdoor space with stunning landscape lighting? Dawson Electric is the answer. We do it all, for homes and commercial spaces alike. For more information, you can find us on Facebook. Search for Dawson Electric Company, LLC. Hit the like button and stay connected with us. We're happy to speak with you at any time. Just call 334-270-8024. Say it with me. That's 334-270-8024. For all your electrical service needs for home or business, call us at Dawson Electric. Dawson Electric, lighting up your world.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-254-254.
50-40. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-254-5040 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-254-5040 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-254-5040.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Dateline, Texas. A man arrested and charged after he walked into an antique store wearing a kilt and then began putting multiple items up his kilt and then back on the shelf. This is Susan Golden, the antique gallery manager, talking about what cameras caught Michael Vest doing.
Everyone, I was disgusted. That night, one of the dealers sent me a video that she had from a camera in her own booth. I think they've been in here before. The employees recognized them and said they were just, you know, the guy was really nice and she was nice, and they just shopped around for a few hours.
What did they do with those products?
They threw them away, mostly.
Wrecked them.
Damn near killed them.
As the 21st century began, natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest, a process which had once favored the noblest traits of man, now began to favor different traits. A dumbing down.
Yeah.
This happened. Evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
David Blackman and Greg Budell present Tales of the Idiocracy.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
And we love David Blackman, who will probably deny that such atrocities happen in a place like Texas, which is generally
pretty. Well, no, there's weird people in Texas, too.
My friend, I am so sorry. My son Joey was hanging out, and I hadn't had a chance to talk to the boy for a while, so I let time get away from me, and that's totally, I mean,
no disrespect
whatsoever, man, because there is always so much to talk about with you. And I'll tell you, your blog must be making an impression because I'm picking up followers by the bundle on Facebook.
Good.
So I really appreciate that. And this is a threat, not a promise. I will, I got to send you my latest magazine column. I was in New Orleans over the weekend visiting my daughter, and I had the best time. The food was off the charts. But her front porch on this quiet side street is just perfect ambiance for writing. I think I would be a prodigious writer if I had access to this portion of work. Where do you write? Do you write, is there a spot? Do you have a special spot in the house with all the proper accoutrements to be? Because
well,
you
depends
are.
Depends on what the weather's like. I mean, I love to write outside. We have a back patio that I love to write on. It's quiet and pleasant. You know, about half the year. Half the year is either too cold or too hot.
But look at us here.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'm up here in my studio.
Well, there's so much to talk about. The Idiocracy is chock full of candidates today. But I was so glad when we started exchanging notes that Mayor Adams of New York was at the top of your list, because there is the leader of America's Circle Jerk. That man now preparing to give migrants here illegally debit cards worth $10,000.
$10,000. How did we get on all that deal? You know?
Specifically, I would like to know why people of color, African Americans, those who are here legitimately, are not storming City Hall demanding his scalp. What the hell's wrong with those people?
It's just mind-boggling. It really is, and so much of it, of course, has to do with the irresponsibility of the American news media not properly informing people what's going on around them, having abandoned their role as the watchdogs for the public and become just a propaganda arm of the Democratic Party. So, you know, people don't know what's going on. Even in New York City, people don't know what their mayor's doing. And there's never any rebellion.
David, I have to have a meltdown here. Something just happened. In fact, it's a story that was on our to-do list today.
Oh.
And it's a story about the study that shows for the first time men and women brains work differently. And I posted it with the following comment. Here is your no story of the day. That's
yeah.
it. And they banned me for 24 hours. I just put that up 2 minutes ago and already they're banning me for 24 hours. Yes. Yes.
You got to be kidding me.
I kid you not. They just sent the note.
Oh, well, some pantywad reported you and complained about you. You know, Facebook is just such a, it's the devil's workshop. I avoid it as much as I can. I replied to it on Twitter by laughing out loud and saying, well, it took our scientist community finally just now figured out what every man and woman in recorded history has already known.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're wired.
You have a study for that?
If we didn't have these differences, why not we just have one sex?
Yeah.
Right. It just, you know, we're not a bunch of octopi here. We're people. We're human beings.
I can think of a thousand other things that I posted on Facebook that were edgy, but this is the truth. It's a study.
Yeah, it's just, anyway, I saw that today, and I thought it was honestly the funniest headline of the week so far. It just is mind-boggling that anyone takes anything like that seriously. Why are we wasting money on stuff like that? I will guarantee you that study was probably funded with a government grant. There's probably a 90% chance that study was funded with a government grant.
Now, they didn't ban me. Hang on one sec here while I refresh. There's a website I follow for years. A guy used to be a regular poster, did some great stuff during the Obama years called Stilton's Place. And he does these great picture cartoons. Well, that's the Lord telling me that I'm okay. It's Biden saying it's totally unacceptable in the first panel, totally unacceptable for Putin to have his opponents eliminated by brutal prison guards. And it's perfectly okay to have your opponents eliminated with vicious district attorneys or something to that effect. Didn't give me any hassle over that. It's just...
Well, and the American government didn't say a word when an American journalist was murdered by Volodymyr Zelensky's government in Ukraine just last month.
I'm going to try and get out of this.
The State Department didn't utter a peep of protest about it. An American journalist, U.S. citizen, murdered by the Ukrainian government, held it after he'd been held in prison unjustifiably for months. And our government doesn't say a word about it, because if you say a word about it, it's going to interrupt the money laundering scheme that is the war in Ukraine.
Yes.
And that's what the next $60 billion is for, to launder the money and kick it back to, you know, the members of Congress probably who are voting for it.
This bit with Adams, the mayor who always looks like he's ready to cry. He looks so lost and so befuddled.
Such a worthless individual. I was just so thrilled when he won that election. I really was, because I thought, this guy's going to be different. I watched the campaign pretty closely and followed what he was saying during his campaign, and just really thought he would be a tremendous improvement over the raging nitwit Bill de Blasio, the worst mayor in history before Mayor Adams.
Right.
Who has now exceeded anything de Blasio ever dreamed of doing.
Correct.
It's just such a tragedy for the city, and... just another reason to never set foot in New York City again.
David, I have... Hang on. Anybody want a Pez dispenser?
No, thank you.
Okay. You know what I did today? This is... I'm sorry. I'm not straying off topic, and I promise I am totally straight. I stopped at the gas station to pick up a soda, and I looked at the box with the Lifesaver rolls. Mm-hmm. Look at those beautiful colors. And I thought, God, I haven't had one of those deliberately in ages. So, yeah. Did you ever have that happen? You have that impulse?
All the time. Every time I go to the grocery store, you know, there's junk food at the checkout counter. And I'm just sure. Like, ah, it's takes a lot of willpower not to buy a bunch of it.
Yeah.
I understand that Donald Trump is going to have to put up $455 million just to appeal that despicable turd bucket Engoron's verdict in that bogus trial.
I don't understand how that's even constitutional, a requirement like that. That's insane. I'm hoping some other developer will step in and just loan him the money based on collateral from one of his properties.
Sure.
Just to poke a nose, a finger in the judge's eye. I think we as conservatives have to now, we're really obligated to treat New York, the whole state, like we've treated Bud Light.
Yes.
And just not ever spend another dime in that state. That breaks my heart in a lot of ways because I've always enjoyed going to New York, and there's so many cultural wonders
sure.
in that city.
I love the city.
Yeah.
But, it's an amazing place.
I just think that decision is so damaging now. I mean, what real estate developer, Kevin O'Leary, the Mr. Wonderful guy from Shark Tank.
Yes.
Yeah. It was on CNN. There's a great clip of him out there. I transcribed it on my blog today.
I have the actual clip. I emailed it to myself.
You know, he just, and of course the CNN interview is just another raging nitwit interviewer on CNN. But, you know, the point he makes is what developer now is going to ever want to come into New York? You have all these other states, Texas among them, Alabama among them. And he named Oklahoma, South Dakota, and some other state that why would you ever invest another dime in New York when you can invest in these states that are run by business people that have friendly tax environments that want your business, you know, just like Elon Musk did last week, shifted the registration for his corporations out of Delaware, which is going the same way as New York is. The court system there into Texas. Well, I mean, why would you ever register a corporation in Delaware again? Why would you ever build another building in New York State again when you can build a building in Houston or Austin or Montgomery? Or, you know, I mean, there's 1,000 different places that are better business environments to spend your money and invest your capital in. And unfortunately, the Biden administration is in large part doing the same thing to our national reputation with this LNG
delay,
you know, and permitting, with the cancellation of Keystone XL on the first day he took office. They're destroying the ability of investors to have faith in the even application of law in the United States of America. And that has been one of the main advantages our society has had in attracting all this trillions of dollars in investment in our country over the last 2.5 centuries. And if we lose that, we're going to become just another second world country.
All right.
Like France or Spain or Portugal.
Totally agree.
You know, yeah, I mean, we're just going to become a second rate country that no one wants to do business in. If we reelect Joe Biden, or any Democrat in this election, we're going to lose that for good.
Yes.
This is that as much as anything is why this election is so vitally important.
And right now there's only one guy, as hard as they're trying to put the man in jail, there's only one guy I know who has the chutzpah and the armor, the mental and physical body armor, to take them on. And you know, especially if they run Michelle Obama, if they run her, because she's just so qualified to be the leader of the free world, and then Trump beats her, and I think he would. This whole idea that the whole United States is enamored with this woman is, to me, the overstatement.
I don't think she's going to run. I don't believe she has the slightest bit of interest in doing that.
But they will be prepared for anarchy in the streets if they don't get their way. You know, that's always
Absolutely they would. I expect a lot of that this summer again, really, because they're going to be, you know, I guess they must have decided not to release another plague on society this election year. It's getting a little late for that. It doesn't look like this whole effort to create a global conflagration in the Middle East is working out for them so far. So, you know, another summer of rioting. They have to find some excuse to justify the use of mass mail-in ballots in states where it's, you know, there's not currently a program for it. And that would include states like Georgia and Michigan and Wisconsin, where it's not already statutorily allowed. And what that excuse is going to be, I don't know, but it just wouldn't surprise me to see another, you know, Antifa get reactivated and BLM and have another riot summer.
David, it's already 3:36. We're going to take our first break here. We've just barely scratched the surface of things to talk about that are happening in the idiocracy that has become the United States of America in 2024. Oh, David, please give your blog address so people can find you online and support you.
Sure. It's davidblackman.substack.com. I write about politics there, and just blackman.substack.com for energy. And there's a lot of action at both places every day.
It's all good. If you want a really great, quick read take on what's going on, with a lot of common sense imbued. How's that for a good word, huh?
That's
imbued.
Good.
There you go, imbued, yeah. Man.
This man is not only a prolific writer, but a great read. And he says, I write good.
I said, well.
We'll be back with David in just a minute. Right now, our first visit to the traffic dungeon.
We continue to be busy with a lot of cars on the road this afternoon, but that's really about it. That's enough, I would guess. If you're out and about right now, you're going to find light to mostly moderate traffic. I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery Boulevard loaded up, as well as Taylor Road, 231 to Wetumpka. We got a good bit of traffic outbound on Troy Highway this afternoon already. Buckle up and be safe. We'll keep you updated if any problems pop up. Right now, just busy traffic. Shopping is best at Midtown Plaza. Shop Verizon, then eat at Hunan Garden or American Deli. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Legislation has been filed in the Alabama House requiring parents or guardians to provide written consent before minors can receive a vaccination. Under current Alabama law, any minor who is over the age of 14 can give legal consent to any authorized medical health treatment without the permission of a parent or guardian. The Montgomery Fire Rescue Department graduated 14 firefighters Friday. The class began with 23 candidates in July. The course centered on 12 weeks of EMT training, followed by firefighting and suppression classes. Congratulations to Montgomery's 14 new certified firefighters. This week is National FFA Week. Future Farmers of America's mission is to help the next generation explore their interests and talents in a broad range of agriculture career paths. National FFA Week focuses on the great opportunities available for youth in agriculture, an industry that affects every one of us. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Have you been injured in a car wreck? Don't let the insurance companies bully you. Call me, Johnny Adams.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market report. How is the real estate market and what does 2024 hold for us? Last year, over 4,700 homes sold and closed through realtors and the average sales price was $245,000. People who have owned real estate over the last 2 to 3 years have profited by keeping their homes and now have more equity in their home than ever. The people who listed their homes with realtors were able to find ready and willing buyers that paid at or above their asking price. Mortgage companies and local builders have found ways to overcome higher rates with attractive programs that allow for low-cost refinancing when the rate drops. Some of the local mortgage companies have new programs that help buyers with low down payment programs, such as one program with 1% down or even less. If you haven't bought a house yet, now is the time. For all the information, call Bo Goodson at 221-2883 or the Goodson Group at 551-0225.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. All in all, great weather news for this week's weather. Even the nights are starting to moderate. Clear skies, not quite as cold. Overnight low temperature down to about 37. Tomorrow, the warming trend continues with a high temperature in the lower 70s for Wednesday, middle 70s for Thursday, lots of sunshine, and the risk of showers holding off, I think, till Thursday night, maybe into Friday morning early. And really not much rain, and then dry weather returning for the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sorry, babe, this has never happened to me before.
With Viagra, you can last forever like you did when you were young. Viagra.
And don't forget, if your last name is Clinton, they sell Liagra. Which allows one to produce bigger lies that last longer. Sorry. Rod Stewart sold his song catalog for $100 million, so we were just speculating on how some of those songs might be used for commercial, commercial purposes.
Pretty good catalog.
Yeah. No, he's, you know, I didn't like him. Do you remember a guy named Bruce Valanche?
No.
Okay, then I won't tell the story. He's actually was a Chicago TV radio critic and ended up in L.A. He's got a lot of, if you look him up, V-I-L-A-N-C-H. And I think he may have been, I'm in high school at this time, I think he may have been trying to, I don't know. But at first I didn't like Rod Stewart because I thought he sounded effeminate, except I used a different word that would not be appropriate in polite society. And the reaction I got from him was frightening, to say the least.
I was never a big fan either in real time, you know, back in the 70s. Yeah. But, Maggie May is just one of the great rock anthems of all time. And
my personal favorite by Rod Stewart is Stay With Me when he was with Small Faces. That's just such a... Mm-hmm. In fact, I may use that as bumper music at the next break.
Yeah, that's a great song, too.
We are wandering off the path here. Is there a path? Do we...
I don't know. No, I mean, who cares? It's the Idiocracy. There can't be a path, right?
If you missed the last segment, I'll boil it down into one line from David. Conservatives simply must treat New York the same as we've treated Bud Light, because enough is enough. The truckers, aren't the truckers organizing to not deliver to New York because of what happened?
Some are, I wish it would become a nationwide buy-in on that. I think that would be incredibly powerful if they could somehow organize it to the same extent the truckers' convoys were organized during COVID in Canada.
Yeah.
I think that would have a real major impact.
I would love to see that happen, because that's the only way they'll ever learn. Do we have a question for David here?
Kyle.
All right. Kyle, you're on with Greg and David.
Hey there. Since we were, since we were veering off the path about Rod Stewart, did you know he was a model train guy?
I did not, but I know a lot of adults who are, and those with money put up some train assemblies that are just unbelievable.
Absolutely. Well, I saw an article the other day that when Rod Stewart used to tour, he would buy two adjoining rooms, one to sleep in and the other one to build train stuff in.
Yeah. And a radio friend in Florida who put an addition on his house, a full room addition just for his train set.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Rod does O-scale, which is the Line L scale, the big ones like you used to see under the Christmas tree.
Right.
And he's got a virtual empire. I mean, it's got city streets and buildings and all kind of stuff. Google it, you'll see. It's amazing.
Well, thank you for that additional insight on Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
With $100 million, maybe he'll buy himself the New York City subway or something and make it better.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Kyle.
Maybe he'll take some of the money and bring the Lionel Train Company back into business. You know, they went out of business.
Oh, they did? Yeah. We were American Flyer people, because they had the authentic two rail track.
Right, yeah.
And some have grainy old 8mm videotapes transferred to DVD of Christmas morning and the train going around. Made real smoke, had cattle cars.
I had a buddy whose dad was always mad at him because he ended up filling up their whole two-car garage with train sets. this gigantic complex of
I know some people hear that and they think,
what are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Yeah, and it's important to stay in touch with that part of yourself. Well, that's not the way to put it. It's important to remain connected to that part of your being. It's part of your forever youth.
I understand. Keep you grounded, stress reliever.
Sorry, Rosie, go ahead.
I understand it's a stress reliever.
Well, there are many stress relievers, Rosie. Alcohol among them. By the way, did you see that Tennessee was considering passing a beverage law that would prohibit the sale of cold beer at convenience stores and gas stations? The thought being that, well, if it's cold, I don't have to wait till I get home to drink it, and there were accidents involving... I don't think that changes that paradigm anyway. If somebody's determined to get drunk and drive, they're going to do it.
Yeah.
Because they'll just
drink the warm beer, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's so silly. Yeah. Sam wants in. We must be very entertaining today. Hello, Sam.
Extremely entertaining. Thank you for taking my call, gentlemen. I just had an observation and then just speculation. I don't think David minds me calling up with a little gossip. But I hear you. I've noticed, the news came out that some money was potentially getting taken from the Veterans Administration to help fund with the border issue.
Yes, and not the border, also, the migrants themselves.
That is exactly right. The supplying and moving and feeding, the logistics of that. And anyways, there's another program. You may have heard about the ACP program. It goes along with, I get some assistance. I have the Obama phone. And it helps fund that program, and it helps supplement internet to those of us on the lower end of pay scale. But it, anyways, the money's come up missing. The newsletter we got said that 200,000 people a month are being signed up now for ACP. This program, I signed up over a year ago, and I was late. Anyway, it's been going on a while, and suddenly there's a surge, and all after this terrible push, all the money's coming up short. And it feels like cannibalization. It feels like cannibalization. And that was my speculation.
Well, you know who's going to get pushed out of that program first is citizens of this
country.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Because the Democrats have made it clear that their preference is for funding the illegal immigrants who they plan to turn into citizens in order to create a new voter bloc. And so, you know, folks like you who have been a part of this country and, you know, part of the growth and the prosperity we have in this country are going to be the first ones who get marginalized. And, you know, and I think they've made it clear, you know, that it's not like they're even hiding that or making it a secret anymore. We had the congressman, who was it, the guy from Ohio, whose name I'm not going to remember, just in a CNN interview a couple of weeks ago, said, yeah, you know, our highest priority is making sure we take care of the immigrants coming into the country. Well, you know, that's fine for legal immigrants. I don't have a problem with that.
Right.
But for legal immigrants, you know, I got a bit of a problem with them being prioritized over citizens, and particularly military citizens.
I'm sorry. I was going to say the people of Hawaii, they're seeing it firsthand. They're, you know, basically, you know, here's your $600. Now y'all need to be quiet. But that's all I have. That observation. Yeah. Thank y'all. Take my call.
Sam, thank you. Wow. I cannot believe how fast the time is going by here. At 5:15 this afternoon, Brad McDonald will join us from Invista Advisors. He's somebody we recommend that you talk to if you have never, especially now with all this ominous economic news, if you have never taken the time to sit down with a financial planner, if not Brandt, he would tell you, call somebody because there's stuff coming down the tracks that you can avoid. In fact, even prosper under if you're smart with your money. So ask questions and listen to answers, possible solutions, make choices. 387-0094 is the number to call to arrange that appointment with Brad McDonald at Invista Advisors. This situation with Putin and Navalny, you talk about the Democrats being open about their stuff. He doesn't seem the least bit fazed about this disappearance or this sudden death of this guy who criticized him. Smiling one day in a photo, dead the next. That's Russia. That's always been the way there.
It's such a weird thing, too. I mean, what a crazy thing for Putin to have done at this particular moment in time. There doesn't seem to be any real advantage to him for having done it. I don't get it. You know, because Navalny, while our government is making a huge deal out of it, has never been any sort of real powerful national figure in Russia itself.
Right.
He's been a you know, powerful concoction of American news media and Western news media, and, you know, in order to use as a tool against Putin. But for, and I don't have any doubt. I'm not doubting that Putin did it. I don't see any real alternative. I mean, you would assume if he didn't the one who did it, he might have said, oh no, you know, that's not something I did by now. And he hasn't said a word as far as I know. So it's just such a weird thing for him to have done at this moment in time.
And
so,
of course,
the
hysterics from the administration justify further investment. Listen to me, in Ukraine, and perpetuating this conflict with those bad people.
Yeah. I mean, the timing of it is just perfect for that, right? I mean, it follows on to Representative Turner's raising the national security threat emergency last week. And then the very next day, Navalny dies. And it's just such a bizarre thing for Putin to have done. I don't understand it at all.
Maybe one of our own moles went over in an attempt to make Putin happy and got rid of him. Who knows? You know, if it justifies further engagement in Ukraine and more billions and billions of dollars, why not?
I wouldn't doubt that the CIA would try to do something like that. I mean, the CIA has done a lot worse things than that over the decades.
Yes.
But it's so hard to see how that even the CIA would have been able to, you know, that prison was way up. It, you know, in outer Siberia up there in the
Ural Arctic Mountains. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so hard to see how the CIA could have obtained access into that prison to do something like that. And again, if Putin didn't do it, you would think he might have indicated that by now. And then, of course, they're holding the body for 2 weeks so that they can be sure any traces of a poison has been cleared out of it before they turn it over to anyone else. And, you know, it's just such a weird thing. And I don't understand any bit of it.
One last note. Nate Silver, who has not always been spot on with his predictions, his polling, if he's an independent pollster, why would I believe anything he says if he's urging Biden to step aside because his numbers are, quote, historically bad? What does that mean?
Right. Well, I mean, he's in worse shape for any incumbent since organized polling has started.
Wow.
Began post-World War II. You had the Gallup poll and then the Harris poll start in the late 1940s. No previous incumbent running for re-election has had polling numbers remotely as bad as Biden's are, and that includes Jimmy Carter, who was himself historically unpopular.
That's stunning.
Yeah, and so, you know, yeah, Silver is basically made comments in an interview, I guess it was this morning, in which he said, you know, Biden needs to either show that he is competent to hold the office by getting out into public and running a real campaign and actually taking and answering real questions from real journalists instead of the lapdogs in the White House press corps with scripted questions. And either that or just step aside so that the Democrats can run a real candidate for the office itself rather than, you know, try to reelect a sock puppet, which we all know Biden is. He's just a figurehead sock puppet.
There's only one word that describes this entire scenario. True to dash, double to pressure.
Yeah.
Rexelsnut and some of the other gibberish that's come flying out of his mouth.
Well, you know the thing.
Yeah, that. In fact, let's wrap up the hour with that memorable moment.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the thing.
And there's people that want to vote for this guy. David Blackman is our guest. David, we have to wrap at 4:45 today because we had a guest booked, and I was not aware. It's a business break.
No but problem.
I would love to give you that 15 minutes back, plus whatever else time we can steal from you later this week if you have an opening in your schedule. Would you check that while we take the top of the hour break?
Sure.
You are my friend and my hero. Seriously. Because for all practical purposes, today is my Monday. I was off yesterday.
Right.
So, and Mondays are always, it's the first time in my life, Monday's the day I look forward to because this man gives us his time. And we'll be back with David Blackman in a moment. We have just come out of another cool, in fact, it felt cooler today riding the bike than it did yesterday, which is kind of weird. But, you know, we live in an area where all kinds of extremes are possible. In fact, I had no idea that New Orleans could be as hot. We're talking 122 indexes in August on that visit. And in the 20s, yesterday morning with the wind chill, it was just, they have it all there too. So when your system has to deal with it, sometimes within the same day, you got the heater in the morning or overnight, and then you're turning on the AC by midday because it's warming up. You need a company like Clark's to come and take care of your system. A Clark's Club membership is a $180 investment that pays off year-round. A, because they always, when they do these tune-ups, you get two a year. If you were to do that a la carte off any company, you'd be paying a lot more than $180 for two, I can tell you that. They leave your system running efficiently. They check the major components to make sure they're in good working order. They leave your system in good shape. But it's a machine. Something can happen. And when it does, on a 122-degree day or 15 above wind chill, when you call for help, you don't want to hear about tomorrow or maybe Friday. No, you want to hear now. And $180 buys you the word now from Clark's. As a member, they will dispatch somebody to address your situation as soon as it's possible. And that, for me, has always been like 15, 20 minutes. And they take care of business. Not only that, but they're plumbers. They have an incredible collective skill set. They can address any kind of problem from a simple